Oh.
It's the alien from the planet Andromeda.
Oh, geez, another one of them. All right, you're from the planet Andromeda? And what do your people have for me?
We wanted you to know that you must get along with everyone and be nicer.
Be nicer?
Yes.
Well, who am I being mean to?
You are consistently insulting everyone.
Everyone. Well, that's my motto. Hate everybody equally.
You love everyone.
Love? Hell, that's an unnatural emotion. Man was born to kick butt. Vikings. Competition. The sword. The gladiator. Love. Flowers in your hair. That's a lot of malarkey invented by fags for the propagation of the same.
But you are still too primitive. You must learn.
Oh, come on, darling. I'm a man and you love it. You'd love it if I slapped you. And a little blood trickled down the corner of your mouth and you tasted it. It would fire you up. Huh? And you'd claw at me and I'd slap you again. It'd be the best lovemaking you ever had.
By the way, my energy crystal was lost.
It was?
And I believe it.
Oh, damn. Well, I think I found it. For a while there, I thought I had a kidney stone, but now I guess it's your crystal.
WAPE.
Wait a minute.
You know anything about skin pulling, buddy?
This skin puller is going to be determined.
That's right.
You and me going over, ain't we?
Yeah, we can win that contest.
I got to tell you, buddy.
I seen you skin pulling a couple of times, and buddy, you are fast.
I'm telling you.
I remember the time coming across you started, I remember one time, you had a mess of them, one time going across the Buckman Bridge. You started skin pulling across, and you were done, buddy. by the time you got
there. I've had a lot of experience pulling skin. No, I've been doing it since I reached puberty when I was about 11.
I believe. Well, that's when your daddy passed down the skill to you. Anyway, they're going to find the state's fastest skin puller here in Crescent City for the Catfish Festival, and then they're going to have a 5,000-meter run to start off the activities, and of course, we'll be checking the weather next. Greasy. Hello, how are you today? Say, can I climb up on your knee, Uncle Greasy?
Can I climb up your knee, Uncle Greasy?
Will you tell me a story, Uncle Greasy?
Will you tell me a story, Uncle Greasy?
Make it short, make it simple, make it show you my dimples.
Make it short, make it simple, make it show you...
My dimples.
My dimples.
Make me tweak my mama's goidle, even though she's hemorrhoidal.
Make me tweak my mama's goidle, even though she's hemorrhoidal.
I had something very terrifying happen to me last night. I was sitting listening to my stereo receiver, when suddenly it started to smolder and shake and vibrate. And then there was a tremendously deafening explosion. When the smoke finally settled, I called the repairman. I said, why did it explode like that? He said, look at this, you idiot. You got Twinkies on the transistors. Well, fortunately, Consumers Warehouse is having a tremendous sale, so I can get another receiver. It's 21 minutes before 8. This is the Greaseland at the Big Ape with the rock that epitomizes life in the South. The Crit, the Sun, the Sand, the twanging guitars, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Leroy! You hear me, Leroy?
He fired a shot out the window. He said, what you want, Hoggett? I said, Leroy, I have a Martian here. A Martian has landed, and his diet consists of Zone 3 residents. And if you don't come out of there with your hands up, I'm going to turn him loose. And he said, what are you, crazy, Hoggett? You ain't got no Martian out there. I said, yes, I do. Listen. And I turned on the echo chamber, and I went, me, 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 me,
I am Icor, from the planet Blamin', and I hear, you are a Zone 3 resident, and I am very hungry, there I'm having a Big Mac attack, and I would love,
to chomp, and the Zone 3 resident went, oh my god, and he threw all his guns out the window, he released the hostages, he came crawling out, he said, don't shoot, please don't turn the Martian loose, and he crawled up to my feet, and he noticed the speakers in the microphone, I said, hello, Leroy. He said, you tricked me, honky. I said, shut up before I handcuff your lips.
I want my money's worth and something more. So when I buy lumber, it's 84.
And Dr. Mayhew near Montreat, North Carolina.
Well, I see you on TV all the time, sir. And I really,
thank you, sir.
I am moved by your divine words of inspiration.
When I was spreading his word last night, Grease Man.
Were you?
At a mail disco festival here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Billy, you were in Jacksonville.
Hey!
You mean you heard about those guys that wear the bikini panties in the bars?
Not only did I hear it, I witnessed it as well, Grease Man.
You mean you went...
I saw the gyration of their pelvic area.
Oh, my God.
As the women sat there in their seats with lustful desire in their hearts and in their minds and in their bodies.
You mean you went to a male go-go place and watched the women cheering these men in bikinis?
Grease Man, not only did they cheer them, they encouraged them by putting money in their panties.
Oh, golly.
Putting money, I say, in their mayo panties.
I've heard tell that they will take $5 bills and thrust them
into
their bikini briefs.
It was so disgusting.
Well, what'd you do? Did you jump up and put a stop to it?
No, I walked away with about $35.
W-A-P-E.
And a very exciting girl.
So it looks like you're going to have to stay on the air at about 11 o'clock.
No! My Perrier will be flying. I have appointments. I have people to see. I have places to go. I can't stay on the air at 11 o'clock.
Wait. You mean Paul Sebastian ain't going to be here at 9:30?
No.
Why don't you give me a shot, buddy? Let me jump in there and do that shit.
Let you have your own hour and a half on the
come
radio?
Come on.
On 50,000 watts WAP. Are you out of your mind?
Look, boy. I'll give him hell in there. Just give me 5 minutes at 9:30. If you don't like it, you can take me off. You can do it yourself, right?
No, 5 minutes? No. What I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to call up Phil Beckman.
Don't do that.
Or I'll have to call up Steve Gannon and get them to fill it. I can't put you on your own.
I'm right here, baby. Come on.
Let me think about it.
All right.
What do you call an Irish Zone 3 resident?
An Irish Zone... I give up. What?
This is just a test now.
What?
An Irish Zone 3 resident is a leprechaun.
Oh, my God! How insane! Oh, God.
Steve McQueen is Tom Horn.
As you call, I need your help for a second, darling.
What's that, Grease?
Well, as you know, Hoyle Dempsey's kind of offensive to the boom shakalakin population.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have occasionally said to yourself, Dan, that is a crazy white man, I'll bet.
He's funny, though. He cracked me up.
All right, well, good. I'm glad you feel that wholeheartedly toward him, because Hoyle...
That's a real inspiration.
And that, you see, it shows that people can take a joke. There are people in this world that are bigger than you are, Hoyle Dempsey. And Bertha Butt...
Especially her. She used to like she's about 285 pounds.
Well, she is. I done seen it one time. She is 285 pounds of pancake cooking Zone 3 resident. And I tell you what, Hoyle, I will let you stay on the air till 11 o'clock... If you show me your brotherhood, I want you to go...
Wait, you mean, this is all I got to do now? You
can stay on here at 11 o'clock if you will drive over to Bertha Butt's house and make passionate love to that 285-pound pancake-cooking Zone 3 woman.
You mean I can stay on for...
You can stay on...
If I go over and kissy face and...
And everything else with Bertha.
Grease, enjoy your long show, buddy.
If you're
more than to make that money, I'll tell you anything.
You'd love it, wouldn't you?
I'll 17. Play down the summer.
You will play down the summer?
I won't even play but 3 Waylon records this morning.
Oh, no Waylon records allowed. I might let you slide with Lugenbach or something. It's about 17 minutes before 9. Here, the Big A with the Grease Man. Still votes coming in. How about the guy? Hello.
Grease, Pop Hall. Can I speak to Hall, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Hall.
Hall Dempsey.
Yes.
From 1-800-FRIEND-TERRIER, baby, I think you ought to do the show, because I feel bad. This
okay, well,
thank you, baby.
That's one in the plus,
Carol. That's a vote in the right way.
Hello, Hall Dempsey. Hello. Breaker. Well.
I hope that's a yes.
Hello.
I vote a definite yay, because he's the only person I know that's dirtier than you.
Hey. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Albert the Gaga.
Let him do it.
Look at that. Thank you, darling. Hello.
8 yeses and 1 no.
8 yeses and 1 no. What are you? Are you the first no?
Huh?
No, they took a vote in their office there, buddy.
I see. Oh, I'm so stupid. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Grease.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Not only am I dirtier than you, but smarter.
Hey.
I'm putting that redneck on the air.
Put him on.
It's bad enough we have to put up with him on your show.
Wait a minute now. Here's one of the negative kind of oil.
That's a no.
It's
going to be about 12 to 2 now.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Later on.
Bye. Hello.
Oh, will you play Special Lady?
Oh, there's one person that obviously doesn't even know we're moving. Wait a minute, getting a reading on the 6 kilometer here.
Yep.
On the boom shackleometer. All right, Johnny, we'll play it for you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Greasy.
Yeah?
We don't want Oil Dipsy on the air.
Oh, no!
Oh,
Hoyle's crying now.
Why not?
Because we like you better. We want to hear some Yankee scum.
You want to hear Yankee scum? What do you mean?
We want to hear your jokes.
Oh, I see. My Yankee jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I see. All right, Hoyle, look. Well, you know, you're still doing pretty good, though. It's running about, what, 15 to 2.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
15 to 3
Bye.
Now, buddy.
Hello. Hey.
Hello. Listen, is this about Hoyle Dempsey?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Yeah, put him on.
This is Carol Hesse.
Hang on a second, Carol. I'll be right with you.
What's the matter?
I got a damn splinter in my hand.
Well, let me see it.
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, all right, but be careful.
Oh, you big baby. I haven't even touched it yet.
Well, splinters hurt. Even when you don't touch them, just be careful with it.
Just hang on.
All right.
See, now that wasn't so bad.
Oh, wow. I have freedom of mobility. You got it out. How wonderful. Besides being a news person, you're a regular Florence Nightingale. How can I ever thank you?
Well, you know, it was the least I could do. After all, last week you cut my toenails for me.
Yes, but that was a labor of love.
Plus, I sprinkled the clippings on top of my ice cream.
All it took was a special look.
Yes. Can I ask you, would you hang around for a little while? Help me get this thing off the ground. I mean, I'm sure I can handle it with no problem.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Sure I can, but I mean...
Wait a minute.
I just want to know if you'll hang around for just a few minutes. Just to make sure that everything goes all right. Yeah. I mean, you got your butt on the line anyway, buddy, with me.
You ain't telling me that you're a little nervous, Hoyle Dempsey.
No, hey.
Come on.
Nervous. I just want to make sure everything goes all right for your sake.
For my sake. Hey, look at you. You've wet your pants already. Yeah, I'll never forget when I learned how to fly. It was back in the big war. WW2, buddy. I was co-pilot on a huge bomber with a crew of 15. The captain said, take over, and he left the cockpit for a second. No sooner did he leave when I noticed the red warning light come on. Well, I panicked. I screamed, bail out! Everybody hit the silk, yeah! The captain came running back in the cockpit. He said, why are all these guys jumping off the plane there? I said, look, the red warning light's on. He said, you idiot! That's not the red warning light. It just means the restroom's occupied.
Oh, redneck to go.
All right, buddy. I'll linger for a little while and help you out.
Please,
I'll linger. Just make sure you got the technical end of this thing. All right, now, put you put the damn booze bottle down, Hoyle. You can't do it drunk.
Happy trip.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
I know exactly what to do.
You do good now. Don't embarrass me.
Let me say that's your super and your tramp, Aaron.
No, that's super tramp. Huh?
Super tramp, please. Super tramp and logical sound.
Oh, God. Well, I hope you've considered something in. Something momentous. Because, you know, when you get on the radio for the first time like this is, your first words that you say oftentimes can set the pace for your whole professional career.
This is the beginning of my career.
That's right, as a radio announcer, Hoyle. So I hope you've given it some careful thought, and I hope you've got something really apropos to begin with.
Well, before I do, Grease Man, I got one thing I'd like to bring up.
What's that?
Great, wait a minute. Has that got to be my first record?
Yeah, first record.
That'll be my...
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I'm starting my radio career with a Zone 3 wreck.
It's great, Hoyle. You'll love it. Give it a chance.
Oh! Big Ape's the new 690. Button won't work, Grace. Wait, don't show me. Don't show. I know exactly what to do. I've been in here with a couple of them other disc jockeys, and something wouldn't work.
Yeah.
All they do is hit this button right away.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Grace, I'm sorry. Maybe that was right. Here's the button.
This is a test.
I'll tell you what kind of test it is. You're testing my patience.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, please, I want to make it work, man. I want to go to Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
Nice looking blonde lady.
They tied her up.
What a shame she had to act so crazy.
What'd she look like?
Yeah. Well, she's a good-sized lady, blonde hair, kind of short blonde hair.
Oh, my God. Was she wearing a nice little skirt?
Yeah, she was, as a matter of fact. Why? Do you know her?
No, that's Judy Bowden, the general manager of the radio station.
We got the general manager.
That's right, there.
You mean I'm working for a woman this morning?
You got it, buddy.
Well, there's one advantage of working for a woman.
What's that?
At least I don't have to worry about howling. Whee!
This is one of those times when I feel like being alone and by myself. I think I'll go down to the Big Ape basement. Yeah, you gotta be careful down here. Well, last time I came down these steps, I nearly broke my high knee. Well, every now and then, I like to come down here to the basement, sit next to the boiler, and... Well, just... Well, I know you're gonna laugh at me, think I'm corny, but I like to... be thankful for how good I got it. You know that I ain't got no birth defects. And if the little bit I can do to say thank you to the powers that be for making me whole and healthy, well, I'm going to walk in that Super Walk 1980. Duval, Clay, Nassau County's getting together. It's coming up. I mean, it'll be here before you know it. So get your sponsor sheets at any Burger King or the Big Ape and help out those who can't.
Hey, talking to yourself down here, Mr. 600 G's. That coach?
What are you doing in the... Hoyle, do you like to come down here in the basement, too, to kind of be alone with yourself and reflect?
No. I stand on this little box over here and see a little crack in the wall over there.
Uh-huh.
If you look through there, you can peek right in the ladies' room.
John, it's the wonderful news we've been waiting for.
Come on.
I am endowed with ESP, and I will be demonstrating this every now and then on radio.
All right, let's have a demonstration right now.
First of all, I want you to blindfold me, all right?
All right.
Place the blindfolds around my head there.
Oh.
Tight, nice and tight.
All right.
There's no way that Hoyle Dempsey can see anything, right?
All right, now I can testify that you are completely blindfolded and can see nothing.
Okay, now, Carol, I can tell by sniffing each one of your shoes which one is the left and which one is the right.
Oh, come on, Hoyle.
It's what you call ESP.
Yeah.
Extra sensational plasmism. What is that?
Extrasensory perception.
I got that, too. Okay, Carol, take your shoes off and
Hoyle, no. I don't believe a word of this.
Grace?
Well, do you mean to tell me, Hoyle, that you can, by sniffing Carol's shoes, decide the right one from the left one?
The right one from the left one. I'll know them just by the smell of them. And I tell you what, to even prove it so you won't say that I was feeling another shoe, Grace, you hold it while I sniff it, all right?
All right.
All right. Now, Carol, right. Please, Carol. I got to show this because I want to show everybody out there in Radio Land that there's more to Hoyle than just being funny and playing these records. All right,
here you go.
Slip off them satin pumps, darling.
All right. Okay, right. Grace, hold it up to my nose.
All right, here's the first delicate little shoe now. You like that? Sniff it.
Wow.
All right.
All right, now here's the other one.
Which one's which?
Wait a minute, I got it.
Here comes
the... Whoa.
Uh-huh. Wow.
What? One more on the first one. Let me have one more whip on the first one.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Hoyle, now which one's which?
The hell if I know.
Don't worry about it, buddy. You're doing good.
66. Well, I feel so bad every time I make a mistake.
Don't worry about it.
I made so few in my life, you know.
Hey.
I tell you something, boy. Have you checked in to see how that Sebastian boy is?
Yes. Why, sir, he's still heaving his guts rather prolifically.
Thank God. The 1980 Spring Amateur Athletic Union Bowls Invitational Swim Meet is going to be held Saturday and Sunday at that schoolhouse. More information, call 791-3780. Bowles High School is another good thing about Jacksonville.
Obviously, you purchased it at that great fashion designer known as K. Marte.
Oh, boy.
I mean, my God, Hoyle, you need to get you like a...
I didn't get this at K. Marte. I got it at Top Dollar A.
Top Dollar A. Yeah, I like it. Sometimes I notice you go to Family Savory.
Grace, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. We talk about fashion, about the way one dresses.
Yeah.
Up to this time in my life, from the time I was a boy, I have never worn underwear.
I know a lot of guys don't do that.
Never worn underwear. I just didn't feel like a man.
I think it's disgusting, but go ahead. That's you and time.
Yeah, but I'm doing it now, Betty.
Yeah.
Because of what happened to me the other day.
What happened?
You know, I had on them tight red breeches I wear sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gaining a little too much weight, Betty, because they're getting real tight.
Uh-huh.
Well, I go in a hamburger place, right?
Yeah.
And come on in, darling. That's all right. She's bringing us some cold beer, bringing a whole case in. Go ahead, put it down over here.
Put it down.
That's fine. She probably heard me telling the story about the red britches. I had to come in here and bring that in early. All right, anyway, I was wearing them tight red britches. Well, I walk up the counter in this hamburger place. I'm ordering me a hamburger and some fries and a Coke, whatever.
Yeah.
Old girl sits there and takes my order down. She's scribbling down. I'm figuring she's taking the order down, right?
Mm-hmm.
She slips me a little note and says, "Your fly is open."
You mean she slips you a note that says it?
Oh, Lord, I was so embarrassed.
What else is it?
No underwear, nothing. My fly was open.
Uh-huh.
I read on in a note and she said, "I don't think anybody has noticed
but me. She said because everybody else would like facing the other way. I read on in a note, and it says, so go ahead and keep facing me. Nobody else will be the wiser. And go ahead and zip up. And then it said, P.S. I love you.
W-A-P-E.
I'm easy, Ada. But that's kind of slow and easy. I kind of like it, I tell you. 10:56, 4 minutes to 11 o'clock. Philly B will be in here at 11 o'clock to take my place. And I might be back tomorrow and I might not be. What do you think?
Well,
What do you think?
Mrs. Sebastian told me that that he was still coming over to Huggins, so he might not be back.
It's according to his health.
It's according to whether or not he's, you know, recuperated, regenerated, and reorganized.
Well, that's all pray against it, okay? I want, before I go this morning, because I might not ever get a chance to do this again, I want to crank up the Echo Chamber.
Chamber.
What do you think, Grace?
Hey, you like that thing?
I love it. I tell you, buddy. First of all, I want to say hello to some Yankee scum.
Scum.
They're down here from Washington, D.C. Grace, do you know that Washington, D.C. is 98% zone. Did you know that?
You mean Washington, D.C. is just like one big teeming zone three?
You were in the echo chamber that time, didn't even feel it, did you?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, yes, sir, it is. What do you think the D.C. stands for?
What?
It stands for District of the Congo. Y'all, I gotta go. Tomorrow, according to Paul Sebastian's health. He might go on to his reward tonight. Who knows?
You ain't trying to stab him in the back, are you?
Oh, it would help my career, I'll tell you that.
That's disgusting.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Well, the train to ride the switch is running right on time. Looking for the cookie down in.
Along with other state officials, Education Commissioner Ralph Turlington is calling for a...
Are you complaining? I want to handle it. I want to deal with this face-to-face. I'm the guy, yeah. Hello.
I'll play all that. What you playing on the radio now?
You want some soul music?
Soul music?
I mean, you got a... What's your name?
What's my name?
Leroy. All right, well, Leroy, let me tell you something, Leroy. We play soul music here at the Big 8. We not only play soul music, we play gentle ballads. We play hippie maggot music. We play country. We play everything. We are what is known as a melting pot of music. So what I need you to do is not only crave for the narrow-mindedness of one type of music, but moreover, broaden your horizons, Leroy, and take in a little Blondie, a little disco, take in a little country, take in a little love ballad, take in a little Kenny Rogers, and then, yes, take in a little boom-shack-a-lacking soul music, but moreover, make not soul music your steady diet, but broaden your musical menu so as to encompass the many entrees in the aesthetic world.
What?
Lady 77 here. What's going on? Oh, Saturday, March the 29th, which is this coming Saturday from...
Maybe you'll change your mind about me. Oh, Grace, does she have to hold a grudge like that? My Lord, she was only tied up for 40 minutes.
Hey. The circulation in her legs and ankles was nearly stopped. We nearly called her Stubby from being a quadruple amputee, and you make light of it, my God.
Oh, Lord, Grace, I gotta get them telegrams especially.
Well,
I'd love to see some of them come in this morning. That would really help me out.
All right, buddy. Get a grip on yourself, Lord. You've got to be perky at 9:30. No whimpering. I've whimpered all they can stand this morning.
I'm so nervous, Grace. I'm so afraid I'm gonna lose it.
You ain't gonna lose it. You're going to be all right, Hoyle.
You reckon that boy will be sick again?
He'll be sick again. I mean, last night, I was ridiculous. He thought he recovered, and you were out in the bar last night. Every time he turned around, you were pouring a syrup of Ipecac in his bourbon. No wonder the poor man is retching wildly. So anyway.
Come out hugging again this morning.
Come out hugging again.
Oh, Lord, you're charging letters in here to Miss Beauty Bowden. Keep me on the radio.
All right, Hoyle, don't beg. Don't beg. I'll speak to Judy. She and I.
No, don't
have
whimper.
An
that's your job, isn't it?
There you go.
You whipper.
That's me, yeah. I got a doctorate in rheumatology.
How did you get in favor with this Judy Bowden lady? What did you do that,
Well, I don't know if you heard or not, but it's true. I carry a lot of weight.
You do?
Yep.
It's mostly cloudy through tomorrow with a good chance of some rain today. Thunder showers and gloppy conditions prevailing with a high temperature of 70.
You mean she likes fat slobs?
Hey, yeah.
Stringless bikini.
Hey, aren't you going to come down and check it out, Greaseman?
Oh, God, I will. I hear tell that's the bikini with no strings, no stabs, no buttons. It's held on solely with muscle control and suction.
All right, darling, I'll be by. The Van Man, 9649 San Jose Boulevard, Mandarin, right across from the Kmart. It's a super gas saver sale. It's going on right now until all the cars are sold, and I hear tell you're going to stay open as long as it takes Friday and Saturday.
Grease, we're going to be open all night Friday night, all night Saturday night. Just leave it to us. We'll sell all these cars.
The Van Man.
We'll be drinking by myself in a few minutes.
We'll be listening to you.
Happy trail.
Down at the Knife and Gun Club, Betty.
All right, we'll be listening to you.
Until we meet again.
Arriba the Reggie,
W-A-P-E.
All right, can you see?
You know I can't see. That's a black one, right? You
all
know
right.
There's no way I can see through these.
Okay.
All right, put the first shoe up. All right, now, Carol, the other shoe. Let me have one more whiff on the first one.
All right, here you go.
Okay, first shoe is left.
How did you know that? That's right.
ESP, Carol. I told you I got ESP.
Oh. ESP, my foot. That's the one with the dog duty on.
Hoyle Dempsey here till 11 o'clock this morning on the Big 8. Oh, Lord, I got to tell you what happened to me last night. There I was with my satin green britches, my silk disco shirt open to my belly button, my breath freshened with a fruit-flavored surge. J.D. splashed all over my skin. My genuine crocodile shoes shined to brilliance, and then I saw her. I just goed over to her with a Perrier vodka lime and tap water. I call it my quadruple threat. I said, baby, leave with me. She says, no, not with that poor animal skin on your feet. Your shirt all unfashionably unbuttoned. I don't like green pants. I hate the fruit-flavored bread pants, she said. So I reached in my pocket. I had $180 to my name and a couple of charge cards. I went next door to the boutique and got a whole new outfit, including shoes. I spent all my money and ran out my charge card way past my limit. I had 25 cents left in my name, so I bought some peppermint shirts. Ran back broke as could be, but ready for action. I said, baby, look at me now. Do I meet your specifications now? She said, yeah, you look good now. Your wardrobe's fine. I said, will you leave with me now? She said, no. I said, why? She said, because you still ugly as hell.
And become the Grease Man. You're a fat slob. Weather worn. A GI from the big one, WW2. You've seen life from an 18-wheeler, from a U.S. tank, from sleazy hotel room windows. And they have the audacity to ask you why you drink. You're overweight. You're underpaid. You're underloved. And mostly you're overweight. And you're riding through South Georgia and you hear the big ape and the boss jocks drawing easy money spinning wax. You head for the big ape in your rig. CB a blasted. Your handle, the Grease Man. You can ratchet jaw with a best stop on the CB, buddy. So why not on that 50,000 watt stick of WAPE? So Grease Man, you rush into the station. You push the boss jock aside and say, this is a job for a real man. The management happens to be listening. They hear you, and they sign you right then and there for an $80,000 contract complete with a condominium in Ponte Vedra. And the years pass, buddy. The job offers come from Memphis. The Big Ape betters the offer to the tune of $600,000 in a five-year contract. You talk about your bulging gut on the radio because it's true, while trying to spread vicious rumors through the newspaper that you're not really 55 and fat, but rather 30 and slim. Hoping against hope that the right woman's gonna come along. And yes, even though she expects a slim, good-looking man, she'll take you for what you are, buddy. You are fat, middle-aged, ugly, but with a great sense of humor and a certain rough gentleness about you. You use the youthful rumors as a bait to find her, but it doesn't happen. They come looking for that young man and find you, a cellulite-ridden slob. Money can't buy everything, but maybe if the ladies knew how much you're worth, they'd feel differently. So you're walking downtown, the street downtown, and there you see her. You walk up to her and say, I got 600 G's, a place in Ponte Vedra, and a Lincoln Town car. You can have anything you want. You give this woman everything. Your love, your heart, and all your wealth. She looks at you and says, I can have anything I want. And you Grease Man say, yes, yes, yes. She then pulls out a badge that says, Vice Squad, Minerva L. Peacock. No! She misses.
misunderstand. She slaps handcuffs on you. She takes you right across the street to the police station. She looks... she looks up at the sergeant, then she looks up at you and says, "Book him."
I'm so sorry, Judy. I'm so sorry. Please, well, these people in the flower basket, I think, have saved my rear. Look at this now. They got a dozen roses back here. Will this make it better? Can I have a job now? Please, Judy.
Hall, I still find you very disgusting. Oh. I'm still very upset at being tied up. But I must admit, it's the first time I've ever received a dozen roses with a cold bud in the middle.
Oh, it makes a difference. If it doesn't, I'll drown my sorrows in it. Oh, the big ape. Oh, Dipsy, I hope to hell I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Are physically disturbed and all these damn questions. They want to know your natural origin.
Well, they want to ask. They want to find...
National origin.
Well, they ask a lot of questions, supposedly...
Stupid questions.
Well,
the stupidest one of them all, boy. And I ain't filling a damn thing out, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you who I am and how many people live in my house. Me and old Lulibell, but that's going to be it, Betty.
Well, what's the stupidest question on
earth? How many bathrooms you got?
Well, how many...
They want to know how many Johns I got in my house.
Damn.
Hell, the next thing Uncle Sam's gonna want to know is whether I wipe with my right or left hand.
Well, please, they won't go to that extreme.
W-A-P-E.
Why not? The owner of this station does.
Well, he's entitled to know.
And 30. I'm getting on the right side of that manager. Like,
yeah, I saw them people.
Came up a while ago. Go ahead.
I just said I saw them people sending roses and everything to her yesterday.
Yeah, well, they did. Well, see, you know, Bubba messed up the order. I told Bubba to wire some flowers. He wired her drawers. No. So embarrassed. Anyway, these three folks in the flower basket here in Orange Park come over here with a whole dozen roses and a can of Budweiser sitting in the middle of it, Betty.
That was nice.
She appreciated it. Well, I walked out there a while ago, and she said, I'm getting to where I'm almost appreciating what you're doing on the radio. She said, I don't understand. What was the comment about wiping yourself? Which hand do you use?
Oh, God.
And I said, the one you don't pick your teeth with.
Oh, the Big Ape continues to bring a...
Okay.
Hey, Mom, the kids are home from school.
Hey,
well, what the hey? It all goes down the tubes anyway, right? It's all one big flush in the end.
Happy trails to...
And on that perky note, or even a reggae.
Until we meet again.
You.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Betty. Pinion pole, kick it back.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Betty. Well, what's the ugliest thing on a woman?
Oh, you don't waste no time getting into the jokes. What is the...
No?
I can figure that out. Let me see. What is the ugliest thing on a woman?
Hey, take a couple of guesses. The ugliest thing on a woman. Come on, take a couple of guesses. I'll give you three guesses.
Oh, all right.
Three guesses.
Dingleberry?
No. That's not ugly as what I got in mind.
Okay, let me see. A mole hair.
No, it ain't the ugliest thing. I got an uglier one in mind.
All right, well, what is the ugliest...
Oh, you get three guesses. Come on, one more.
Her toe moss.
Nope.
What is the ugliest thing on a woman?
I got one at the top of my mouth. The ugliest thing on a woman, Grace Man, is you.
So appreciated. 13 before 9 here at the Big
Eight. Plugged up, buddy.
You plugged up
plugged
again?
Plugged up.
Come on.
Well, I didn't make you suffer this morning.
Well, I'm M.O.K. today.
Well, I know you are. I'm drinking my morning prune juice here.
No, I drink it down, watch it go all around. Poop-a-shooting, ting.
Okay. That's going around. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Well, apparently a lot of ladies have been coming down with toxic shock syndrome, and it's a very dangerous disease.
Yeah, a lot of them have died from it.
Mm-hmm.
None around here, or we wouldn't be doing this bit. Anyway, the lady that went in the hospital just recently watched too much Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Them reruns.
Mm-hmm.
She got toxic Spock syndrome.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, another one. Another lady who was messing around with corn husks. You got toxic shuck syndrome. Lady called me yesterday. She's going to have to change the detergent, but she's got a problem with her feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has toxic sock syndrome.
Oh, God. Dempsey. You should be shot for these.
Oh, well, you just blew the next one. Anyway, that's the lady that watched Jaws 12 times. She got toxic shark syndrome.
Oh, God. What a...
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah. The farmer that let his hog wear a lie.
His hog wear.
Got toxic slop syndrome.
You think you're funny, yeah? You think you're funny.
What about the leopard that wore a lie?
Toxic
spot syndrome.
Believe it.
And there was a lady that killed too many flies. Toxic swat syndrome, buddy.
Oh, you think you're awful smart. Well, what about the lady that used her lie when she had a cold?
Oh, what'd she get?
Toxic snot syndrome. I know, you comfortable on a commode. Well, you just sit right there, buddy, because I'm...
Go to a birthday party?
Yep. And I'm in charge of baking the cake and putting on the icing. And I'm making a special cake for this girl with tapioca icing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Let me see. I got the tapioca applicator here. There we are.
That's the spot.
Yeah, now let me pour it in the blender and put it on mix. For your lives. Right consistency. Little paprika. There we are. Looks good. Okay, kill it one time, Homie Dempsey. There you are. You want a sip?
Hell no.
It's good. This is an old recipe. Old family recipe.
Yes, it is, buddy.
Yeah. Let me pour it on the cake here. And smear it across the sides.
What kind of cake is that, anyway?
It's a sponge cake, buddy. Sponge cake. Let me try a slice.
No, you ain't gonna eat none of that.
Oh, hell yeah, buddy, it's good for you. Protein. Let me see now here. Ooh, tangy, zesty, flavorful. It's good. It's so moist, you're tempted to eat it without the frosting. Yeah, I got you on a little late. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a little distracted. A little depressed. A little lonely. Well, this time of year, I always go into a brutal depression because, well, this is the time of year that I lost my second wife. It was autumn 10 years ago that I lost Sheila. I didn't really lose her. It's just one day she came home and she said, "You better sit down, Grease. I got some really heavy-duty news for you." I said, "What's that?" She said, "I feel as though I'm a woman. Or rather, a man trapped in a woman's body." I said, She said, "No, wait a minute. Let me finish." She said, I want to have a sex change operation. I said, "Sheila, wait." She said, "No, not Sheila, Sheldon." I said, "You mean you want me to call you Sheldon?" I said, "Our relationship will be over." She said, "No, it won't." She said, "You loved me as Sheila, when actually I was a man all the while, so when I get turned into Sheldon through this operation, you can still love me." I said, "I don't know, there's something limp-wristed about it." She said, "What do you care what people think? We have a love, don't we?" I said, "Yes!" And we made love the last time. To Sheila. For I knew when she returned to me, she would be Sheldon. And I was worried. Well, I don't want to say worried. I was confused as to how we had our personal relationship when she came back with her new appendage. And so off she went to Sweden. And when she got off the plane, I saw a definite transformation. Short hair, bristly-looking beard. She was now Sheldon. I wanted to embrace her and kiss her, but I felt embarrassed there in the airport. You know, people would have thought, so I brought her home, and turned out it was the same person. Even with the sex change operation, I realized all this while things I took for dykishness, she was actually a man in a woman's body. So that night we went to bed together, and it was really odd feeling a hairy chest next to mine, being stuck with the bristle of Sheldon's beard, feeling the newfound musculature that the hormones had caused. But that wasn't the worst part of it all. The worst part was when we finally started the Hava de Gaga. Within 5 minutes, I was screaming, "Wee!" at the top of my lungs. And Sheila, or Sheldon, whatever she was, cackled with satisfaction and said, "I told you it's painful."
South of the border.
Her name was Francesca. And I loved that girl like I loved no other. And you know, we had to get married according to Mexican traditions. We had never had a gaga prior to our wedding day because in Mexico, a woman must always have a chaperone before she's married. You can never be alone with her for a minute. It is Mexican tradition. And you know me. So she must have been some kind of special lady for me to put off Haba the Gaga until we were married. But she was so beautiful, and I was so in love with her, that I was willing to wait. The wedding day finally came. And as I'm standing outside the church ready to make my entrance, people are coming up saying, "Gringo, do not marry this woman. She is unclean." I said, "What are you talking, unclean? Gringo, take my word for it. This woman is bad." I said, "Oh, geez, she's an angel." I was blind with love. I wouldn't listen to their advice. The whole time I was in the church, walking down the aisle to the altar, to the padre who would marry us, people were saying, "Gringo, the woman, she is unclean. Do not marry her." I said, "Come on, buddy. I've been waiting for this stuff for a long time, and if I gotta marry her to get it, buddy, I'm gonna marry her." So sure enough, I went up there, and we did the ceremony in Spanish. And after I said, "I do," and she said, "I do," and they threw the rice. Well, actually, in Mexico, they throw enchiladas, but people were shaking their heads, and as I was coming out of the church, guys were saying things in sympathy. They were saying, "I am sorry, gringo." I said, "What the hell is everybody so depressed about? I married this woman. She's not unclean. Don't tell me you're sorry. Be happy for our wedding." I pulled up on my horse, and we galloped away. I was in front of the saddle. She was riding in the saddle in back of me, and we galloped away. It was really kind of pretty, wedding dress flying in the wind. It wasn't until 10 minutes later that I found out what they meant. When I let her off the horse to stretch her legs, I noticed the saddle was eaten through. They were depressed in Zone 4 for some time when they heard Gag and Annie was trying to make an honest woman of herself. Get married, settle down. She invited 100 or so police officers that she had known in one capacity or another. Her husband-to-be stood in the church as they were peeking out from behind the stage and said, "Gee, Annie, there's an awful lot of cops out there. You know all those guys?" She just kind of smiled and said, "Yeah, Harvey, I knew him at one time or another." Well, everything went fine at Gag and Eddie's wedding until the preacher said, "You may now kiss the bride," and about 100 cops threw up. "Got the piles again. I got the piles again. I'm going to have to go into hiding. There'll be no more horseback riding. I got the piles. Got the piles again. Dear Lord, why have thou inflicted the piles again? I know they're teeny tiny, but they hurt all over my hiney. I got the
fuzz. On the road again, I'm back in the world now. My way, my best friend, and it's a big world now. Is on the road again,
I can't wait on the road again. Yay! You got you a hot one in the background, buddy.
Who's that kid?
Who is that?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Say hello.
Put her on.
Hi, Uncle Greasy.
Oh, God, yes, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
You're in love?
What's your name?
What's my name?
First name's only.
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Oh, that's okay. All right. We'll keep it discreet. We'll hop of the gaga. We won't even know each other's name. That might even add to the sensuality of it all. You sound so good.
Do I?
Are you
like the way I sound?
Oh, God, yes. The tapioca production department is starting to function.
All right. I love tapioca.
You do?
Yeah.
You ingest it frequently?
As often as possible.
Do you digest it frequently?
Are you kidding me? Do you think I'd even bother if I wouldn't digest it?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my line. But stand out in my mind, I remember the first time my daddy gave me a horseback ride and took me around the house saying, "Horsey, horsey, horsey, little greasy horsey." And I remember my first red bicycle and the way I used to fly through the streets of Palatka. I remember my first summer on the Riviera as a man. And I remember my first Hydrox cookie. Yeah, I'll never forget the taste explosion as I pulled apart the two little cookie halves and lapped the creamy center. Man, I went dancing all around the town when I tasted my first Hydrox, and I think I had all the firsts I've had in life. That first explosion of taste from that first Hydrox still stands out far and away above any other memory. Well, maybe popping my first zits a little ahead, but except for that, I really am enamored with that 100% vegetable shortening. Aside from the beer cans piled high in the corner of the room, the microphone is slightly coated with Vaseline. Oh, God. Wait a minute. There is something different about the mic. I noticed the windscreen is missing. You don't think it's become lodged, do you? Attention all emergency room personnel. Attention all emergency room personnel. Be on the lookout for someone to come in complaining of a lodged windscreen from an electro-voice microphone. Should you find it, detain the person for prosecution, and you can keep the windscreen.
The Big Ape and the Arlington J.C.'s present Jacksonville's most notoriously horrifying haunted house. The Chamber of Harper's.
Out on the good ship Grease, buddy. Oh, I didn't go far. You know, normally I'll make a big run to St. Augie, down to Palatka. But no, I just anchored off the Buckman Bridge. If you went over the Buckman Saturday night about 11:15, you'd have seen 52 feet of sleek fiberglass anchored in that little cove. It was great. It was so peaceful, but I shattered the peace with my quadraphonic stereo system blasting across the teakwood decks. The latest Ted Nugent LP, Wanga Tanga! Yeah, I had a slut with me, and we were sitting there on the deck, and we was drinking a little champagne, you know. We watched the sunset. It was really neat. The sun was so beautiful Saturday night, God. And we watched the sun go down, and then we slipped into the cabin. We went below, as they say. And it was so calm Saturday night, you could have done a circumcision on board. I mean, it was calm water. But sometime about 10:15, the wind kicked up, and it was rough, buddy. And by that time, I was too drunk and too tired to pull up the anchor and move to a more sheltered cove, so I figured, well, we'll just storm it out. So there we are, lying in the sack, and that boat is going up and down and sideways and sideways, and it's swinging back and forth on the anchor, and them waves are rolling it up and down and up and down and up and down. I turned to the little girl that I was with. I said, "Hey, darling, what do you say we hobble the gaga?" She turned green and threw up. I said, "Well, I guess a little fudge packing be out of the question." Robbie. What I go through.
What you go through, but that's all right. You ain't gonna be here forever. You might as well enjoy it while you can.
You know.
I know. We got a breakdown on the Fuller Warren Bridge.
Just a good old boy.
That's right, buddy. Driving a Ford.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Just breaking that wind. We're brackish and foul, but we love to flap our jowls in the good old boy. Flapping the cheese wherever we please. And we like our women soft, and we like our women firm, and we like them even if they have fleas, because we don't mean nothing. WAP Jacksonville, where it's 8 o'clock.
Get off for a man, because they laugh at me when I drive up my little hat and my scarf and everything. You know, I go out, it's dark, nobody can see me. When I come in, look, somebody's been a Superman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just an everyday person, not getting this plane, then I go nuts.
Do you still have that little hat that I got you with the propeller on?
Oh, man, I love that.
You look so cute in that.
I look good. I got my little gauges with glass. I can look at myself.
These
new glasses and that little hat do something for me. If this was television, I'd be a hit.
If this was television, you'd be in McClanny.
I'd be in a nut house wearing a little coat with a pink slip saying, "I got to go to the bathroom, Jack." Listen, everything is good. It's been a good day. I think people probably stayed home and slept late or made up some kind of crazy excuse because they wasn't near as many cars on the road this morning.
Singing the song, Poppin' Zits Again. Oh, here I stand, a-poppin' zits again.
cost me 100 lira to clean off this gloppy mirror. I'm popping zits. Oh, popping zits again. Oh, how gross, I'm popping zits again. I gotta remember never to wear a white shirt, cause you never know where these things will squirt. I'm popping zits. Roll again.
Dr. Pepper, here's sheep.
I'm trading Dr. Pepper, don't you see? Cause it's the perfect taste for me. Ooh, that original taste, you know. It's making peppers everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, our peppers, lots of folks, you know, our peppers. Would you like to be a pepper too?
You always know what to play when you want me to get fired up, don't you? You always know what to play to make me feel like a man. Yeah. Yeah. It's the sound of summer and the Wanderer.
Well, well, this moment I just myself across the bay. And this moved to Wonderland, but I stayed home instead. I started feeling bad because I was left behind because I'm a wanderer.
I had that dream last night.
I kind of felt myself slipping back through time. I felt myself getting younger. I felt myself almost childlike. I felt I was 18 again,
and I was in a meadow. And I looked around, and there was a young lady who beckoned me. She crooked her finger at me as if to say, come join me in paradise. And so I went running through the tall grass after her, and when I'd get close enough to give her a little kiss, she'd dart ahead of me, and I never could quite catch up with her. She ran across a little bridge, and she danced across the stones of a brook, and still I was right behind, never able to catch up. We circled the big cherry tree several times, and finally I had an idea. I sprayed the ground with tapioca, lay some leaves on top of the tapioca, and I took off after her again. Sure enough, when we came around the tree again and she hit the spot, whoops, down she went, sliding in the tapioca. And I caught her. But apparently, her head hit a stone when she fell, killing her. And I wept. I had caught my maiden, but she was cold in my arms. And as I held her and wept, my guardian angel came down and said, what's the matter, Greasy?
I said, guardian angel, I wanted this woman so bad, I finally had to lay a trap to get her. And the trap killed her, and now she's cold in my arms.
And the guardian angel said, well, I can fix that for you, son. Hey, you can still howl with a guy.
I said, yay, what are you going to do, bring her back to life?
He said, no, hell, I figure we pop her in the microwave oven, she ought to be right nice.
I said, guardian angel, necrophilia. It was hideous.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
W-A-P-E.
That damn big bug, Sid.
I think it's biggest in town, ain't it, bud?
It is. I think we ought to have a second of silence here. You know what? Another radio station in town went through a big change.
Oh, really?
This morning, yeah, went through a big change, and they're looking at their future, and... Well, I think I got a record that would be perfect for the situation.
Really?
I think we ought to play it for them.
Let it rip.
For the station that went through the big thing. I come in late on the record of that. The Big Ape ass from Pete Townsend in the morning now.
Well, you have a good one, buddy. I'm going to run.
First of all, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah?
What's the KY Jelly doing on the microphone? The KY Jelly. It's all over the mic. Look at it.
You know, it's a little...
Let me wipe some of this booger off.
Yeah, you know, that baby is slick, huh?
I'm telling you.
Well, I tell you, they had Truman Capote as the guest interviewee last night, and...
Wait a minute. Truman Capote was here?
Yeah.
KY Jelly? What were they doing, interviewing him or satisfying him?
says, "Dear Grease Man, regarding your request to do Donna Summer's laundry, we thank you very much for your interest. However, Miss Summer does employ a cleaning service, and the cleaning service takes care of all her laundry needs, so you will not, however, be required. We do appreciate your interest, and as kind of a consolation, we have enclosed a pair of Donna Summer's lingerie that you may wash at your leisure. P.S. She wore this lingerie for 3 weeks nonstop during a tour of Germany when lingerie was non-existent. Yours truly, Saul Hepzibah, manager, Donna Summer Group."
Well, let me see. Wow! Wow!
Yum, yum, yum!
Yeah, let me wring these babies out!
Maybe if I clean them up real good, leave them out in the sun, they will rejuvenate themselves.
Wrong.
You mean they're just one time only?
I just want to let you know that I'm sorry.
Yeah? Why are you sorry?
Well, I didn't do it more often. Everybody got slapping USA.
Oh, I live for it. I lap it up there.
The big
with the moly goly. Different acronym DJ, but anyway, they were talking back and forth, and Sir Bobby was going to get out on the wings and tap dance.
Uh-huh.
And he played the little tap dance that you do.
Uh-huh.
But he did on your left foot, on your right foot, and the guy didn't change speed at all. It was a flop.
You mean he didn't get in the rhythm of it?
He sure didn't.
Oh, no.
That's too much.
But... But you laughed anyway.
Yes, I...
So it was successful.
I know it was.
I'm going to have to give him tap dancing lessons.
Tease him about it.
Robbie, here.
What?
I hear you tried to tap dance, you just didn't do it right, huh?
I thought it was perfect. That's what you get for thinking. You've been teaching me 6 months, you know.
Well, let me run it by you one more time, and then you can try it, okay? Here's how it's done.
Okay.
I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. Knee walking and tippy toe. Hop it now. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. Double reverse twist with a slight back flip now. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. A double twirl, triple spin. Well, I...
Now, can I try it?
Yeah, all right, well...
Right, hang on a minute. I'm going to do it next time on the wing.
All right,
you... That's why I have a little trouble doing it, because I get out on the wing.
Well, can't you do it in... Ain't you got those... Can't you do it in between the seats?
No.
It's got
to
be out...
I got to be out on the wing. See, I'm trying to get an air show Saturday at Dave Lair Station. I think if I tap dance on the wing, they might sign me up.
Yeah, I can just see the Blue Angels go roaring by at 627 miles an hour, and there you are.
Oh, my left foot, damn!
All right, well, are you ready to try it?
Let me get outside.
All right,
I'm out on the wing.
All right, hang on. Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three.
On the left foot. On the right foot. On my tippy toes. I don't regret the gas cap. On my knees. I go the flip. Turn the damn thing up. Did y'all believe that?
Hey, that was pretty good, except you're still not in the sink. Yeah.
I know.
You ain't got it in the... It's kind of like, on my left foot, slap. On my right foot, slap.
What do you know
what it's toe, hopping in.
I know. They said Rome wasn't built overnight.
I guess, but damn.
They did have a foundation, though, didn't
they? And they didn't have to work with Pollocks, either.
There you go.
I'm only kidding.
I know it. Wherever the... That's good for a lot of things. Listen, I'm over the south side now. Come away with it.
Hey, Doc, blow him a kiss.
Throw him a kiss.
Why would he want a kiss from me?
Damn, I know.
Maybe he's trying to broaden his field from gynecology to proctology. All right, well.
Here you go.
Here you go, Doctor. There's something perverted about this.
I think you are.
Hey.
He'll do loop-de-loops because he's so bold. He'll do figure eights. He'll do figure eights. Let his feet get cold.
What other tricks you do, buddy?
I do a hammerhead.
A hammerhead?
Yeah, upside down crack up.
An upside down crack up.
A spin.
Damn.
Anything else? Watch this. Upside down.
Whoa.
Upside down. That's whoa. Hey, nobody told you. Nobody told you to hit the afterburner. Oh man, Robbie, that was quite a trick.
Was that nice? You like that?
I like it.
Okay, would you like a little traffic?
Yeah, I guess.
Here. Okay, here we go.
Damn there.
Damn right, traffic dude.
I'll be looking for you, buddy.
Lord.
Damn boy, boy, look at him all alone up there singing and laughing. He's just so cute. He's the kind of guy you just want to squeeze him. Yeah. But keep in mind, he don't mean nothing.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Waitress, bring me another Perrier and water, please. A lot of people say, Grishman, where do you get all that extra cash to buy drinks for the whole house? Well, like a lot of people, I'm cutting back. And a lot of people are cutting back by keeping the car they already have. The 33 Berry Avenue next to Cog and Pontiac and 5338 San Juan. That's San Juan and Lakeshore Drive. Mako Auto Painting and Body Works. Ow! Ooh, I just pinched myself. I was doing the funky chicken and I seem to have caught the jewels. Man, this is good stuff. Come on back with me to the golden age of Vitalis. The Ventures. This is Schlepp. Don't run. The Big Ape, we start cutting up that 44,000 G's Monday morning on WAP Jacksonville. End of the dead. Take a little trip south of the border. I never told you this, but a long time ago, I used to fight crime and injustice south of the border. I had no official designation. I worked for no governmental agency. I rode a white horse. I wore a big white hat. But yet I wore a mask. I know a lot of people thought a mask is the sign of evil, but I wanted to hide my face so that I could move easily through good and evil. I was the great masked man. And I had an Indian sidekick. And together, we roamed La Tierra del Muerte, stamping out evil, injustice, cruelty. I'll never forget one time I pulled into the town of Emejagua. There was a family there. A man, a woman, trying to scrape out a living from the cold, unyielding dirt. They were farmers, humble farmers. They said, Gringo, you must help us. We are being terrified by one Geronimo de Vega and his marauding men. They come, they take my women, they kill my animals, they eat my tomatoes.
I said, don't worry, old friend. I'll handle the situation.
Come on, Pancho! And so, we galloped off into the Badlands and engaged the enemy in vicious gunfire. Babble, dog, go, bow, dog, go! One by one, I blew them out of their saddles, Sam Peckinpah style, blood spattering. They bit the dust. Finally, the remaining ones said, Gringo! You have won for now! And they dashed off into the hills. I went back, I said, your problems are over, folks. They said, oh, how could we ever thank you, Gringo? I said, well, to his wife, I said, maybe you could handle my needs to show your appreciation. She said, oh, it would be a pleasure. And then I rode off into the sunset. Her daughter turned to her mother and said, Mama, who was that masked man? She said, oh, that was the Lone Ranger.
Oh. Come, baby.
Off into the sunset. I'd given my life, my love, my bullets, and my tapioca for the countryside I love. Here's 21 before 9 here, the Big Ape with the...
Don't get a mop, darling. Just leave it there. I'll come up there with a piece of bread.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun.
Ooh, it'll be good.
We'll just waller in ecstasy.
Yeah, well, would you waller for a dollar?
Fire away!
car, darling. I didn't know it was loaded.
That's the line, the bitter end, buddy.
Bitter end, buddy.
The bitter end.
Well, now I'll tell you, that joke's on you. Mr. Eastman's really not in town.
Oh, you mean I stayed all the way right to the end and Mr. Eastman isn't even in town?
That's right.
I had the 15-minute version of Inagata De Vita ready to go.
I know you did. Go ahead and tell him what you really think of Mr. Eastman. Now that he's not around to hear it now.
Well, let me tell you something. If that man thinks that just because he owns the company, he's going to have me kowtowing to him, he's in for a rude awakening, buddy. Because I have my pride and I have my dignity. I don't care how much money he has or how much power in the company he has. I'm my own man.
Okay, you hear that, Mrs. Eastman? Go ahead and take that back to Robbie, yeah?
Oh, my God, I was only kidding, Mrs. Eastman. I didn't mean it. Oh, my.
There she comes, running back here with an umbrella.
Oh, please, Mrs. Eastman.
Happy train.
Oh, Mrs. Eastman. How about the guy?
Yum.
Until we meet again.
Arriba the Reggie. Oh. Don't drop that thing, buddy. That thing is heavy.
I just noticed I dropped it on my foot.
Yeah, buddy, that is... Oh, geez.
That's one paycheck?
That's one paycheck, buddy. That is one pay period.
Now, you said that, Mr. 600G. You're going to pay for my toe.
I'm not going to pay for
this. I am suing.
Go ahead, sue, buddy.
Your paycheck is responsible for a broke toe.
No, I don't care.
You know that ended the career of Dizzy Dean, the great baseball pitcher?
Drop one of my...
A broken toe.
Yeah, well, all right, buddy. All right. All right, here. Look, here's $20. Go buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, whisper it in my ear. Oh, man, a joke's on green, sis.
Well, what?
You know that special listen line right there that we got in?
Oh, you mean the telephone number that the owners can call and hear the radio station.
It's busy right now.
Oh, God. Well, stand by. Three more coming up. It's 26 minutes after 9.
I'm real satisfied because he wasn't no listen line at all.
You're so cruel to me, Dempsey. You're so cruel. You're so vicious.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. I work a long shift myself.
A long shift. 2.5 stinking hours, you call that a long shift?
Well, buddy, look. I have a rough day ahead of me anyway.
A rough day.
Why? You know what I'm doing tonight, don't you?
What?
Thinking of stuff that's fun. This kind of stuff, they don't let you do.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be in public, huh?
I'm going out to that T-Bird Hotel tonight, buddy.
Oh, girl.
That monster's not haunted house going to be out there. It's
and you're going to be there in person?
I'm going to be there in person. That disc jockey that plays the music out there is going to let me in the booth there with him.
I'll be darned. So you'll be doing bits, cutting up, telling jokes?
Shrieking. I'm take me a fifth of blackjack in there, buddy.
Yeah?
That'll be a time, I tell you.
You're going to be on Sugar Patrol.
Oh, now, come on. You know me better than that.
I know. Lulibel.
You know me better than that.
Lulibel be home. You be out there.
Oh, buddy, come on now.
Knee deep in it, buddy. Come on. Come on.
Come on,
come
now.
On. Come on.
I ain't going to be on Sugar Patrol. Yeah. I got two. I'll meet me there.
Arrivederci.
That we had Billy Frank Greyhound in here. And I know it was a privilege and an honor, but I have an even bigger privilege. You know that I have a cousin who's a swami?
Really? I hadn't heard.
A cousin who is a swami and knows all and will tell all.
Really?
In the New York Minute. Especially for a little contribution.
What's his name?
His name is the Great Dempsey.
I'll be done.
The Great Dempsey. And he's going to be joining us here in just a couple...
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
This is the place with the helpful hardware man.
The final envelope.
The last envelope.
Yay! All right, here's the answer.
May your only son walk a mile under a camel. Glug, glug.
That's glug, glug, glug.
All right, then, damn it. Glug, glug, glug.
All right. Would you open the envelope, please, and tell us the question, oh great one. And the question.
Mary Jo Capecchi's three last words.
W-A-P-E.
Fourth caller through at 398-3991 grabs it. From your Jacksonville hit kicker, Q-I-K.
All right, this is for the microwave oven. Digging deep, digging deep. Can I dig? All right, squirrel them around.
You can read the name.
All right. Here we go. This one is from, let me write on this on Charlotte's first what she wants so we don't get confused.
No, we don't want to get confused.
She got the TV.
With the microwave, now, that's a fine prize.
This is for the microwave.
Well, I'd like to have it. They don't want it. They don't want to come pick it up. Damn, I'll get it.
This is from H.A. Cheney. Of Jacksonville.
Got it.
Let's see what
the Halloween name. I wonder if he's gonna kind of lawn.
I don't know. Let's check it out here. Herbert A. Herbert A. Cheney.
Herbert Cheney.
Has got himself a microwave.
You got yourself
oven.
A microwave, good buddy.
How are we gonna notify this?
Oh, y'all just give old Susie a call out there in the office. 264-4523. She'll hook you up there. If they don't, we'll give them a call. Hell.
Let me write down Mr. Cheney's got the micro. Okay, one more. Let's dig deep, dig, 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 dig. Swirl them around at random. Cover your eyes, Dems. Cover your eyes. All right, we got it. And the winner is...
Wait a minute. This is for the washer and dryer.
The washer and dryer combination.
Damn.
Peggy J. Stewart.
Peggy J. Stewart.
Yeah,
where's
let me...
Peggy from?
He's from Jacksonville. Says over the Bay Meadows complex. They go through a lot of laundry in Bay Meadows, so I'm sure Peggy can use the washer.
Let's check Peggy's laundry out.
Hey. No. So those are the winners of the three grand prizes. Peggy Stewart's got the washer-dryer. H.A. Cheney's got the microwave oven. And Charla Farrell has got the TV
Sweet
set.
Sweet Charla.
Sweet Charla. And a bunch of people have got the hair care from Anthony. She'll get a little thing in the mail. And thanks to everybody for sending in to the Sunshine Sweepstakes.
The Big Ape and the J.C.'s have combined forces to take you into the Chamber of Horrors.
Damn sure I'll walk through the door in my skin-tight satin pants with my shirt up to the waist revealing copious amounts of chest hair and numerous dangling medallions. I was there last night. I walked into the bathroom to make my bladder gladder when who should be standing there also relieving himself but the bartender. What I noticed was weird was that he left without washing his hands. I said, hey, you're the bartender. You handle ice and drinks and people. How can you? He said, don't worry. The alcohol kills the germs. Well, I was relieved for a while until I realized all night long I'd been drinking Perrier and lime. Before nine, here's the Big Ape of the Grease Man. Dempsey here shrieking, you're going to go see the lawmen play that football at Englewood Saturday night, tomorrow night, buddy. Disgusting.
I'm sorry, they understand if they would listen.
Yeah, the lawmen, Jack's police, taking the Louisville police at Englewood, 6 o'clock Saturday night. It's all for charity.
Magnum Force,
the Magnum Force, buddy. They don't mess around.
Their cheerleaders one time.
Yeah, they good looking.
Well, I'm telling you, they work, even if you ain't into football, they work going to sleep better.
Be careful what you say about the cheerleaders. They're all wives of policemen. In most cases, they're wives of the players.
Oh.
Wives of the 220-pound linemen.
Oh, I knew that.
You weren't going to say anything about gagging or anything like that, would you? Now, come on.
No, you
These
know
are
me.
The wives.
You know me better than that.
Of course, you know, flies the colorblind.
On the front, isn't it, Nat?
Oh, how cute. So you mean when the kids ring your doorbell, you're going to hold this big bag out and let them reach in for it?
But I got juju beans in there. I got little chocolate morsels. I got some little Kit Kat bars. I got all kind of good stuff in there. Why don't you reach in and get you a treat? I know how you are about candy. You
really? Can I do that? Can I get
like the... cookies and candy and stuff. I got all that stuff in there. Reach in there.
Can I be the first one? Can I be the first one to reach in your
reach
bag?
Reach in that bag, buddy, and grab
all
me
right.
a treat.
All right, let me dig down in there. Ooh.
Damn, what did I just touch? What did I just touch, Dempsey?
Hey.
Let me see that. Let me weed aside these juju beans and everything. My God, I can't believe you.
Yeah, I don't mean nothing.
What, you got a hole cut in the bottom?
Yeah, I do, buddy.
I can't believe you, Dempsey. And you can walk around all day with that bag in front of you?
No, I'll do it for a few minutes here with a little secretary, then I'll put it back on tonight.
Do you mean to tell me?
If the kids come to the door, I'll give them a treat.
That you're going to go to the door with this bag rigged as it is?
Yep. I'll just say, Ludabelle, I got it, darling. Ding dong.
God. Aren't you afraid you're going to get in trouble?
Trick or treat. Well, I admit it has its ups and downs.
Good morning.
And the bitter end, buddy.
The bitter end, buddy.
The bitter end.
Well, now I'll tell you, that joke's on you. Miss Eastman's really not in town.
Oh, you mean I stayed all the way right to the end and Mr. Eastman isn't even in town? I had the 15-minute version of Inagata DeVita ready
to go.
Go
ahead and tell him what you really think of Mr. Eastman. Now that he's not around to hear it now.
Well, let me tell you something. If that man thinks that just because he owns the company, he's going to have me kowtowing to him, he's in for a rude awakening, buddy. Because I have my pride and I have my dignity. I don't care how much money he has or how much power in the company he has. I'm my own man.
Okay, you hear that, Mrs. Eastman? Go ahead and take that back to Robbie, yeah?
Oh, my God, I was only kidding, Mrs. Eastman. I didn't mean it.
There she comes running back here with an umbrella.
Oh, please, Mrs. Eastman.
Happy trail.
Oh, Mrs. Eastman, hop on the car.
Yum, yum, yum.
Until we meet again.
Arriva-directi.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.